Okay, yeah. So we dealt with the three takefs. So the top of Cheram Aleph now spells them out. Takef l'smicha shchita. Right before you shech the karban, you do smicha. Now, why is that? What exactly is the role of smicha? Is smicha just a way of declaring bailut? Or is it hatchalat hashchita, which is what you find in some formulations, and that's why it has to be takef? But the source for it, one way or the other, is v'samach v'shochat, because the pasuk says, and you shall lean, and you shall shecht.
Is that from Yom Kippur, or just in general?
What?
When is smicha done?
Every time you bring a karban.
Right. So I thought like on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur had something to do with like you're transferring like the barrel, so to speak, or something like that.
That happens on... Sure, but no, you always do. You always do it with a karban. Smicha is just before you bring a karban. Tekef l'netilat yadayim bracha. How do you know? Because the pasuk says, "Hu yadechem kodesh." I raise your hands. Uvarchu et Hashem. And again, is this the morning one? Is it before the meals? Okay. Tekef l'geula tfila. Right, and this is what we call smicha geula tfila, that you say the bracha of geula, right, of Gal Yisrael before, immediately before Shmona Esrei. Now again, obviously in the Bavli says, what do you mean immediately? You say Hashem Sabbatai Tivtach in the morning, you say Hashkivenu at night, and the Gemara's answer is, oh, that's tfila arechta. It doesn't really exist. It's geula arechta, smicha arechta, and tfila arechta, yes. Aroch, long. Oh, that's an extension of Shmona Esrei, that's an extension of geula. And what's the reason? Hilo Ratzonim Refi. And the rest of the Pasuk is. Now, this is sometimes where obviously, I don't know if the Rishonim originally had the whole Pasuk or they just assumed that you know the rest of the Pasuk. But what's the rest of the Pasuk? Goali, that's the one. Right? Is that Goali is connected to Tfilah. Fine. Umaktiv Batrei. What does it say after? Yan Chashem, Yom Sarah, that God will answer you on the day of Sarah. And as I've mentioned to you, right, because of the fact that the justification of Zichat Gulu Tfilah is the connection between Tfilah and Sarah, that's why the Yerzarua quotes from Rainer of Tam that on Shabbat there's no din of Smicha Gulu Tfilah, and it's quoted in the Ramah. What? Because it's not a Yom Sarah, and therefore there's no need to be Smicha Gulu Tfilah. The Ramah himself doesn't paskin like it, but he does quote it. The Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Yosi Berebi Bo. Kol Mishu who taketh the Smicha Shchit, taketh Tokev Smicha L'Shchita, anyone who puts smicha before shchita, aim sul no gab oto karban. That karban is not going to be pasul. Great. The kol mishu tekev l'nilayim bracha, ein asatan makatrek boto suuda. And here it seems to be that the primary meaning of this is in the context of a meal. So if you are so much gulul mitzvila, yes, the satan will not accuse at that meal. And now again, this seems to mean that it's bracha rishona, even though in the Bavli it might be my machronim specifically. No, it's clear in the Yerushalmi that it's talking about washing. In the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, it might be my machronim, right? But in the Bavli, in the Yerushalmi, you're right. What?
People will say the bracha before washing hands.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that now.
Is that your song? Doesn't possibly.
The call me should tokev geula l'tfilah ain a satan mekatrek lo to yom. But smichas geula l'tfilah. Wow! If you just smichas geula l'tfilah, the satan won't accuse you all day. Whoa! Amar Reb Zera, anet kivas geula l'tfilah v'tzadz ben garia muv lahadas lepaltet. Reb Zera says, what are you people talking about? I said smichas geula l'tfilah, and then I was forced to bring myrtle branches, to bring hadasim to the king. And that was horrible. So, torture and suffering. Amrulay, they said to him, Rebbe Revihu. Rebbe, with all due respect, people like going to the king. You know, you were invited to bring flowers to the king. Really? People love bringing flowers to the king. People pay money to go to the palace. Have you been to Buckingham Palace?
This is Rebbe.
No, our Rebbe. They're saying Rebbe Zera. Rebbe, no.
Is he like Richard?
I don't know. Some people get to bring things. I don't know.
See how, like, a rich person
some people bring
like, oh,
cookies.
So
some people bring cookies to the queen. I don't know. You know, if the queen likes your cookies, you're zoche to bring cookies. That was apparently one of the first things that his Royal Highness the King asked my brother-in-law's mother-in-law was whether he was getting the upgrade of cookies, because my mother-in-law's my brother-in-law's mother-in-law, right, Revitzin Mervis, right, bakes. The royal family loves her cookies, so she brings cookies to the royal family on their birthday. But for the queen, she always gave her 120, right? That was special for the queen. Then it wasn't in line with her birthday. It was always a bracha. And the king apparently asked, now that he's king, does he get 120? The answer is yes. Now, he also gets 120. Right? It's a schuss. You get to bring cookies to the king and the queen. Of course, good cookies. So he says, now the interesting thing I'll just throw out, when I was thinking of this agotically, is like, what is going on here, right? Meaning, I would have thought, right, that when we say nothing bad will happen to you, that's like a subjective thing, right? Like, you'll have a good day. Clearly, the Yerushalmi thinks... Right, so clearly Yerushalmi doesn't think that. Yerushalmi either thinks that it means that it's objective things, or the alternative is what?
The majority.
No, or you should change your perspective, right? Meaning the critique could also be like, no, it's not just objective, it's that you're actually just wrong, right? The problem, right? Meaning... You know, if you think something bad is happening, that's because you know. So I don't know which lesson is trying to teach you, but okay. Amar Biami, call me Shana Tokiv Legula Tfila if you don't, Maudoma. The Oavo Shal Melech Shabbat Vehirtik, Al Pitcho Shal Melech Yatza Leda Mawaki Shamata Shehiflig, Ode Hu Hiflig. Right? It's like someone who knocks on the he's a friend of the king. He knocks on the door, the king is on the way to the door, and then he runs away. And the king says, oh, really? That's how you're going to be? Well, if you're running away from me, then I'm running away from you. Right? And that is what happens if you are not so mechgulul etzvila. Excuse me, I'm done. I do not play this game. Yep. Pisca continuing. Yes, exactly.
You left
Rebbe,
some myrtle branches on my door and ran away.
Gitani b'shem Rav Shimon b'am Shadam korei Shema. Ach lefnei Amud Hashachar v'achat la'achar Amud Hashachar v'nimtza yotei devoch yidei chovato shel yom v'shel laila. The fact that Rebbe Gamliel says you can say p'yei Shema Adam Amud Hashachar follows b'shem Rav Shimon, who says that people could basically say two times created Shema within a few minutes of each other, right before Amud Hashachar, right after. Yep, exactly. Morris says, duh. Rebbe Gamliel k'Rav Shimon ba'arvet abashachar kein. Zigmar says, maybe not, right? Because that implies that he holds him in the morning. Oh, yeah, ba. Kedemar baravizira tanayachoy de rabchia barashio de rabba barchana. Kore imanche mitchmar lo yatsa yidei chovato. He says, how do you know? Right? Maybe he holds like this position that the people of the anche mishmar, right? What? No, the Mishmar, right? Right? Meaning the Kohanim or the Moedot, the Ma'amadot, all those people, right? They would read, because they had to work, they would read Kriyat Shema early. They weren't Yotze, right? Which means that they would hold, not like Rav Shimon, that you're not Yotze, right? Because Gemara is saying, how do you know? You know that he's allowed to say up to a Amud Hashachar, but maybe he disagrees with the Heter to start a Amud Hashachar. And he holds like this Shita, that if you daven a Amud Hashachar, you're not Yotze, like the... Now the question is, why then are they reading it here, right? Why are they reading it this time in the morning? So interesting, the Haredim argues. So why are they reading here? So there's basically two days. The Ramban, the Rajva, Rov Rishonim say that maybe even the Shita doesn't really mean that you're not Yotze. It just means that you're not Yotze if you have a choice. It's one of those halachot that, right, B'sharat Chak, you're Yotze. But if you could do it otherwise, you're not Yotze, because you could have done it in a better way. Right? The Haredim has a special chiddush here, which is that no, people who are involved in Sarchei Tzibor are pater min ha-mitzvah. Right? And that's what's going on. The reason that they're saying it earlier is because they're not really chayev, because they're osik b'tzarchei tzibur, right? So osik mitzvah padar mina mitzvah. So they say it when, because they haven't started work yet. So they do some sort of, no, kriyat shema, they do some sort of zecher, right? Because kabbalah ol malchut shamayim or something like that, that's important. Fine. Piska next halacha, ma'aseh shebo, banav mira mishta, right? To the story of Shimon Rabbi Gamliel, he came back from the wedding. Rabbi Gamliel, Polygar, Abanam, Avdud Kavate. Mar says, wait a second, how could Rabbi Gamliel paskin this way? Even though he held that way, his right, it's against the. So, ha, Rabbi Meir, Polygar, Abanam, Lo, Avdud Kavate. Don't you know that Rabbi Meir didn't act in accordance with his own position? Rabbi Kiva, Polygar, Abanam, Lo, Avdud Kavate. Rabbi Shimon, Polygar, Abanam, Lo, Avdud Kavate. Right? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, none of them, even though they held like it, they didn't paskin the halacha. Baskin the Rameir Polygar Banam Lovid of De Kuvate. When did this happen? Ditsani with the Mish, right? We learn a braita that Sachin Alavantit, right? There was this like medicinal thing of wine and oil and afarsimon and water. Lecholib Shabbat. So he said you're allowed to put this on Shabbat because normal people would also use it, right? It's also rally people, but only ematav is man shetarfu b'yayin v'shem and merav Shabbat. If you mixed it with some wine and oil before Shabbat, and lo terav merav Shabbat asur, but everyone agrees asur on Shabbat. And Tani, that Amr Shimon Lazar, matar merav litro v'yayin v'shem and lasuk l'cholot b'shabbat. Rimeir actually allowed you to do it on Shabbat, right? Because it was machal b'riyim. Ukvar chala, but when he was sick, we asked him, can we make it for you? We said, you can't make this. We said, Rebbe, in your own lifetime, you're going to be mavatel this, right? Like, you aren't even dead, and we can't rely on your position. You think you're allowed to make this on Shabbos. Right? So, Amar Lan, Avo Bishani Nekel Achirim, Machmir Ani Almatida, Pligi Alai Chaverai. He says, even though I'm Makel for others, I'm not for myself. Now, what does that mean? So, right, so but if he didn't have stock, why is he paskin for other people? So the Charedim says it can't mean that, right? What it must mean is that he wouldn't stop people. One second, the Charedim says he wouldn't paskin the mice like himself against the Chachamim. It just means that Ikra then he thinks he's right, so if someone's doing it, he doesn't stop them, but he wouldn't paskin against the Chachamim. The Stei Yoshua just changes the girsa, which is Afo Bishani Omer Kach V'Chemer Kach Miyom Ailo Milani Libi La'Avral Dibri Chaveirai. He just changes the whole girsa, right? Which is, this makes no sense, and therefore what it really should say is, I paskin this way and I never did it. Great. Yes, Josh?
He's not even doing it for himself. He's saying to other people shouldn't do it. It's not the same thing.
No, he's not doing it for himself. For himself. They wanted to make it for him. So what? For him, because they paskin like him. And he said, no.
No, it's one thing if he actually does this. He's having to do it.
No, he's not. It sounds, it's very clear from his language that he's not doing it. Meaning that he considers this him not doing it. You're making a deal, but that's not what he says. The Hain Ashkander Bekiva Polygraph Banavalov Kivote Kavate. How do I know that Bekiva doesn't do this? Okay, the Tamin and Taman. Hashid Rava Gogelet Mishne Meitim, Oravi Adam Mishne Meitim, the Rovat Mishne Meitim. This is a very lumdish machlok in general. If you have the spinal cord or the skull from two different dead bodies, or blood from two different dead bodies, or bones from two dead bodies, Aver Minamate Mishne Meitim, or an Aver, Aver Minachai Mishne Anashim, Rabbi Kiva Mitame, Recham Mitaren. Right, Rabbi Kiva is Mitame because he thinks that like it's a shear, right, of dead. This?
I mean, you have a piece I'm getting reminded of.
Right, the lumdo seems to be that, like, is it that you need, like, a shear of dead bodiness, or that you need a representation of a mace, right? And therefore it needs to be one, right? That's how I once heard it from Rav Dani Wolf. And Tani, Maisi Zibi Ukupa, Mileat Samas, they one brought him a nice little basket full of bones, Mikvar Tavi, Mikvar I can add to the load. And put it in a place by the roof. Vinechna Sturges Arove, Vinechna Golarof of Emo. He said, the doctor just said, hey, that's from multiple bodies. And Amru ho v'yesh kan amitar and v'yesh kan amitam in namor ala minyan. Let's vote whether it's Tameh or Tahor. It's Chilum Rebbe Kiva v'tiyah. Rebbe Kiva said Tahor against his own psak. Amru ho v'yitam etameh v'tiyah tatar. And they said, oh, if even you're pasking, that's mutter. then obviously, if it's Tahor, then obviously it is that it's Tahor, right? Because you were the one who paskin, not like that, right? So now we've seen that all three positions, right? So now we've seen all these three positions paskin against their own position, okay? Just, I will point out, and this will become a little bit clearer as we continue, unlike the Bavli,
where the Rabbi Shimon.
Do you want me to continue a little more? Fine. Mashkan, Rav Shimon, Paulo, Rabban, Velav, Zikav, Eskavote, Ki, Ditamin, and Taman, Rav Shimon, Omar, Kala, Svichin, Lutaren, right? This is a little bit long, but okay. You guys remember this? Svichin, right? Svichin, whether Svichin is, we're talking about Svichin being Asur or Kadosh or whatever we're talking about. Remember all the Machlokot? Maybe not everyone listening did this. All three of you were in my share in Shviat. I'm just going to nod. And Avi walked away for a minute, so his problem. Svichin, Mutarin chutz mi tzvichei kruv, because kruv grows so fast, right? Therefore, cabbage, right? And therefore, right, it's very quickly that you're going to be able to lie about it, right? As opposed to other things, as long as they started growing before, they're mutter because you can't lie about it, right? Remember, that's the whole problem. Tzvichin or usher, because you might use that to lie about that which was produced before.
But cabbage is definitely from
tzvichin. No. You could definitely, you could fake it very easily. He was dealing with the story. He saw someone collecting svichin. Amar leivilid aser, isn't it aser v'la svichin anon? Amar leiv v'lo ad hushat mater. Don't you say it's mater? Amar leiv v'chin chavayir chol can alai. But my friends say it's aser. The kare alai for it's gader nishkenu nachash. The chen of it lay said, "Oh, snakes!"
What?
Right. Correct, and therefore that's what happened, and the snake bit it. Okay, let's pause for a second. Right.